don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Coming together to break some bad news. Not a fun thing to be in, but when you're here with Tracy and I, we totally get you hooked up.
Well, that's the thing. You know, breaking bad news is a part of life. But when you come to us, we try to, you know, help you out and make it go a little bit smoother.
We do.
Yeah.
And this morning, we have Tina on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good, honey.
We're good. So what's going on?
Oh, you guys, I've been married for a few years, and it seems that as time has been going on, he's becoming less and less, you know, like a take charge kind of guy, and he's just not, like, acting as a leader in the home anymore, and I just, I don't know, I don't want him to be bossy, but, like, I want him to take charge more. Like, it seems like the decisions that we need to make together... He's so submissive about it. It's become kind of like, I'll say like, hey, you, where do you want to go for date night tonight? And he'll just say, oh, whatever you want. Or,
okay.
What do you think about this? Mm-hmm. Oh, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And I, when we first started dating, it was either like mutual or he would kind of like take charge and be like, all right, honey, let's do this. And now I don't want to start. I feel like I'm beginning to lose respect for him, and he feels like kind of wimpy to me, and I just need to tell him to man up, or it's just not going to work.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like, do you have an opinion?
Right.
Where do you
want
to go? Stop putting it on me.
Right.
I don't want to do all the work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or just like important decisions, like she's saying, like that has to be made in the household.
No.
Like, do you have an opinion or can you, you know,
Oh, my. So before you were married, Tina, was all this pretty legit where he was, you know, making these, you know, stand up decisions and telling you, hey, let's go here because this sounds like a good place for me. And
yeah, he would like surprise me to get home and it'd be candlelight and like flowers and he had cooked me dinner and he'd be like, I'm going to take you first thing in the morning to get a massage and. You know, it was very like romantic and he was like, you know, making a lot of effort and taking initiative.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you looking to do on the call? Are you looking to break off this marriage or give an ultimatum?
I want him to change. Mm. I want to tell him that, you know, I didn't think it would change, the relationship would change like this, like our roles would change so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want someone who's more agreeable, you know, and I want it to be how it was when we first started dating.
All right.
So
well,
I just want to like level the playing field again. And if it doesn't change, then I don't know if I can continue with this.
Right. Well, she sounds bored.
Yeah. Me. Yeah. Like, like have an opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she have a baby. Change it up.
Yeah. Switch that up. That'll switch it up.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So this is what we'll do. We'll play a song. And then when we get back, Tina will help you to break the bad news to Scott. Like, you know, it's been a couple years and things are seeming really to dwindle between you two with even having things in common and you're not looking at him the same way. So because the dude cannot make an opinion or make a statement.
Yeah. Or a decision.
Or decisions.
Ugh.
So it's happening next to Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun place to be. This morning we have Tina in to break some bad news to Scott. Now, they've been married for a few years.
Yeah.
Things were great in the beginning, but this is this is not the 7-year itch when things start to change, but this is like pre-7-year itch where the marriage is starting to dwindle, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, Tina's saying that her husband has become like less take charge. Like he doesn't really have an opinion. He's become more submissive. She's kind of viewing him like as a wimp.
Yeah.
And she's starting to lose respect for him and she doesn't want to do that. So she wants to call to break the bad news. Like you need to man up. Otherwise, you know,
she gone.
Yeah.
All right, so Tina, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us in your phone, but of course, Scott will not when you give him a call, and then we'll eventually chime in. Good luck.
Hey.
Hey, it's Tina.
Hey, what's going on?
So I wanted to talk to you. Do you have a second?
Yeah, are you okay, honey?
Yeah, everything's okay. I just wanted to talk about how things have been going between you and me lately. I don't know if you've noticed kind of like a disconnect lately.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like you've been maybe feeling a little down. Are you feeling sad?
I feel like when we first started dating several years ago, you took more initiative on things and we like made more decisions together. And lately I feel like I've kind of had to take on a lot of responsibility and make a lot of the decisions, and like, I don't know what you want anymore, because whenever I ask you, you're just like, whatever you want. It's like, you're just so agreeable about everything, which, you know.
Here, let's chime in. Yeah, hi, good morning. Is this Scott?
Hello?
Hi, hey. Scott. This is friends of your beautiful wife, Krista and Tracy from Krista in the Morning Rush on 931 Jams. Now, listen, my man, we are calling to help her to break some bad news that... Listen, she loves you all together.
Yeah.
But man, you got to open up your mouth and make a statement. Yeah. Say something that will be exciting to her once again, because like she's saying, you kind of just have laid dormant for the last couple of years.
Or like, you know, initiate, make decisions, you know.
Am I on the radio right now?
Yes,
you are.
Ooh, see, that was a
That was very good.
Statement.
You were
Well, question, but still forward.
Very take charge that was.
Okay. So you say that you've been friends with my wife for several years now?
Oh, no.
Actually.
No. Okay, because if that were true, then you would know that any time you disagree with my wife, there is hell to be paid for it.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, that's some shame.
Better,
yeah.
You know, it was for these minor decisions, hon, can you hear me?
Tina, yeah, are you there?
When it comes to these minor decisions, I've known for years it's better to just let you have what you want. Happy wife, happy life, they say, you know.
That's true.
And it's true.
Yeah. Wow. That is true.
Well, yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you used to take such initiative and you know, be so romantic. Like, I'd come home and dinner would be made and there'd be like candlelight, and or like you'd say, hey, I planned this really fun date day. We're gonna go to the movies, or we're gonna go see, you know, go to a museum, or, you know, and you took initiative on a lot of those things. And you also, like, you're just like, hey, for vacation this year, this is what I want to do. Here's my plan. What do you think about it? And now I just feel like you have no personality. There's nothing, like, the romance is kind of
not good. All right. Well, clearly there is some things going on that are very, you know, personal. And there, I think there's a lot more that I think what we should do is probably take this phone call off the air.
Yeah.
And I would suggest maybe you guys go see some, I don't know. I mean, they're out there and I think they work world of wonders for a lot of people. Maybe you sit down with a therapist, because you guys are very new to your marriage.
Yeah.
And to have these issues already.
Right.
I don't know if you'd be open to that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I'm open for it.
There you go.
Right, that's great.
Perfect.
That's good. You guys both made the decision.
See, and it was very quick.
It was.
Less than 5 seconds.
That was awesome.
There's a beginning.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we wish the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to be clear. I love you very much.
Me too. I love you.
I love you.
I
love you, Krista.
I love you, too.
On 93.1 Jams.